Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and further afield. Now, coming up later, registration is now open for registering events for Sustainable St Albans Week 2018. And there's lots new and exciting. We'll be hearing more about that. Now, you'll remember that last week we started hearing how Michael Gove's suggested reward and return scheme for bottles, particularly for plastic bottles, might affect us here in St Albans. Now, Michael Gove has said that the government is to consider whether to introduce a reward and return scheme for plastic and other bottles to try and improve recycling rates. And it's important for us to recycle glass and metal, but it's the plastic that seems to cause so many problems, blowing across the countryside, floating around in the oceans and gradually breaking up into tiny, polluted particles that enter the food chain. Now, if you missed last week's show, then go to radioverulam.com for the podcast to hear what St Albans District Council Waste and Recycling Officer Louise Palmer had to say and Courtyard Cafe owner Michael had on the subject. This week, I speak to someone who has devoted a lot of time to trying to motivate us to reduce our use of plastic and to stop it escaping into the environment. That's Emma Tyler from St Albans Refuse the Straw. Let's hear what she had to say. Emma, thank you very much indeed for joining me. Now, when you've been working, you've been trying to get people to reduce their use of plastic straws. What have you found to be the best motivator for business people to get them to reduce their plastic waste?
Yeah, so I think there's a few things really. Customer pressure certainly helps. The more people that mention it to the pubs and restaurants that they visit, the more difference that makes. But also people are seeing this mentioned as an issue on the news, on social media a lot, and it kind of chips away. And I think people view it not as a moral decision, but something that they want to do It's the right thing.
Well, that's interesting. That very much ties in with the conversation I had with Michael, cafe owner, last week. And he sort of described how it had been something gradually playing on his conscience, and at which point he'd sort of thought, right, I need to start recycling my plastic waste. It was very much a moral thing rather than a money thing. But do you think that money is a good motivator?
Yeah, it's a really good motivator. So talking about the bottle deposit schemes, countries that have implemented this have seen recycling rates shoot up to 90% and higher. It's about 50% here for plastic bottles.
Yes. Yeah.
And I know that we used to have deposit return schemes for glass bottles, and remember as a child people would collect up bottles that they found, bottles from neighbours, and take them to the shops and supplement their pocket money, and that's what countries in Scandinavia see. Yeah. So it's certainly a very good motivator.
Right, okay. Now you've been working on straws and this initiative would deal with bottles. Now, do you think this is the only way we're going to be dealing with plastic waste, sort of one item at a time? I mean, shouldn't we be making more sort of sweeping reforms with plastic in general? What do you think?
Yeah, we absolutely should. It's a great place to start, though. We need to start somewhere. And what I've seen with straws is it's been the start of a conversation. Plastic bottles are maybe the second item in the conversation. Plastic cups, we need to start somewhere. Right. And by dealing with these relatively easy things, it gets it into people's consciousness and starts them looking around and seeing where, plastic pops up in their everyday lives and may be unnecessary.
Right, okay, that's a good point. You say good starting point. Now, I remember you saying that as part of trying to get people not to use plastic straws, you've looked at alternatives to plastics. I mean, you've looked at not just straws, but other mm-hmm. disposable things too. I mean, are there realistic alternatives to plastic for, lots of uses?
The thing about plastic is it's such a great material. It's so relatively cheap to make. It's, it's water yes. resistant. It's sort of a... We just use it in the wrong places.
Yes, it is quite a reliable thing.
It's very
it?
reliable, yeah.
Cheap, easy to have a see through. I suppose that's another thing that you get from.
Yeah, and it can be difficult to find alternatives. When you have materials that degrade on contact with sunlight, that gives you storage issues.
Yeah,
it's certainly something where there's more research required. I mean, one thing that I really like are biodegradable plastics, which are made from starch,
yes,
and which are indistinguishable from the conventional plastics. So I think there's a real future for those.
Right. Okay, and that's the difficulty with those is not biodegrading until you do want them to biodegrade. So
yes,
quite a difficult thing. The other thing is, I mean, actually, rather than looking alternatives for single-use plastics, do you think we should instead really be just moving away from single-use things and instead looking at using things more and more? So taking round our own reusable bag, we've got used to that, but taking round our own bottle, our own straw that we keep sort of for life, as it were. Is this actually what we should be concentrating on instead?
I think we need to do both. I mean, we need to, it's a cultural change, isn't it, to carry a bottle and a straw and things with you, and we should absolutely be doing that.
Yeah, but we have managed that cultural change with the plastic bag, haven't we?
We have. That's made an enormous difference very quickly. We all complained about it at first, but it's made an enormous difference.
Yeah, so actually, you know, it's making that jump, that cultural change. Do you think we can do this with plastic bottles?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so in the round, what do you think? Is it a good thing? The reward and return scheme, should we go for it?
Absolutely. It's a fantastic idea. Countries that have taken this on have seen recycling rates shoot up from 50% to over 90%.
Right.
They've seen litter reduce enormously. It's been very, very successful.
Yeah. Okay, so the proof of the pudding is in the eating. It's worked elsewhere. You think it could work here too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant. Emma, thank you very much indeed for coming and sharing your thoughts with us.
Thanks, Amanda.
And I was talking there to Emma Tyler from St Albans Refuse the Straw, and do take a look at her Facebook page to find out more about her great campaign. Now, as Emma mentioned, we must remember that there are many things very positive about plastic when used correctly. She mentioned it's light, doesn't take a lot of fuel to transport it, and it's resilient, so that there's very little waste due to breakage, and it keeps out the water and the air, so it reduces food waste enormously, and it is recyclable if only we give it the chance. So there's lots of points from our guests talking about the plastic bottle return and reward scheme, and thank you to those of you who had already got in touch with your thoughts. Remember, tweet us at @RV_environment and tell us what you think. And this is an instance where there is lots and lots that you can do to stop plastic waste being a problem in the environment. Now, we're really lucky here in St Albans to be able to recycle all our plastic food waste packaging, that's not sort of plastic wrappers or plastic bags, but all the rest, in our black curbside recycling bins. And also, there are recycling bins dotted around the town and outside schools like Verulam too, so if you're out and about, you can still recycle there. Now, if you're out on a walk around St Albans or indeed anywhere else, then please just pick up any rubbish that you see, especially plastic rubbish. Often by the time the council collectors come round, it's blown away somewhere. And if you're lucky enough to be on the beach, a little holiday perhaps at half term, then do turn your stroll along the beach into a 10-minute beach clean. You will be surprised how much you will find even on a clean-looking beach. And every piece of plastic that you find won't end up as lunch for a baby seal. And don't forget also that Sopwell Litter Pickers, they're taking action on plastic waste as well as all the rest of it. They're going to be having their first pick on this Sunday, 29th, between 11 and 1, and they're starting from the Vesta Avenue parade of shops. Remember, you're going to need all your old stuff. They haven't got any gloves and litter pickers at this stage. I'm sure they will have in the future. Now, activities to reduce plastic waste, making use of it and picking it up when it's dropped as litter, have all been the subject of events during previous Sustainable St Albans Weeks. Now, registration is open for registering events for the next Sustainable St Albans Week in April 2018, and there's lots new and exciting. Sustainable St Albans Week committee member and coordinator Sushil Rao told me all about it. Sushil, thank you very much indeed for joining me. So for those of us who haven't had the pleasure of joining in Sustainable St Albans Week before, who runs the event? What's it all about?
So Sustainable St Albans Week is a week-long range of activities which is run by Transition St Albans and by Friends of the Earth St Albans, trying to get people to create events happening in the week that encourage people to think about environmental sustainability.
Right, okay. So it's different groups that organise the events. What kind of groups?
So it could be all sorts of groups. Schools do some things, faith groups, local charities, just local community groups, individuals, and also some businesses do things as well.
Right, so really any kind of group or even an individual, I suppose. And how about, can you just give us a few examples sort of from last year about the kind of things that were organised?
Well, we had all sorts of things. So we had bike rides, we had walks, we had litter picking, we had things indoors, talks, learning about what the council is doing, what their new buildings might be, workshops, learning what you might do to make your house more environmentally sound. We also had someone telling you how to make cosmetics for yourself using bananas and stuff like that.
Yes.
And then there was also things for children as well, so they could get involved.
Wonderful. So an immense range, really. The sky's the limit as far as what kind of events there are. And so why do we have to register events?
So you have to register your event so that we know what's happening. We can put it on the website. We do a printed brochure each year, so it goes in the brochure. And it allows us to help publicise what you're doing. It also allows us to know if something is going to clash with something else, so we can let people know.
Excellent. So that there's not a cost involved as such. It really is just to help with publicity and coordination.
Yep.
Right. OK, so if we do want to register an event, how do we do so?
If you want to register an event, go on the website, the form's on there, download it, fill it out, and then email it back to us. Right. All the details are on there of how to do it.
Wonderful. So that sounds hopefully quite simple. So apart from the time of year, there's a few differences this year, aren't they? Do you want to tell us about the Know-How Festival? What's this about?
So the Know-How Festival, it's about getting smaller groups together, running lots of different things on the same day so that people don't have to try and think of something that they've got to do themselves and promote it all. We're going to have workshops happening. We're going to have people having sort of market stalls where they can show what they do and people coming in at different times of the day to join in.
And why is it called the Know-How Festival?
Because it's about letting people know how to do more things to become more environmentally sustainable in their lives.
I see. So it's sort of a Skillshare event.
That's the sort of thing, yes.
Right, OK. So where is this going to be held then?
It's going to be held at the Fleetville Junior School.
OK, and is this during Sustainable St Albans Week?
It's on the last Sunday, so Sunday the 29th of April.
Right, OK. And so you're looking for groups to run a workshop in that as well?
We definitely are looking for groups to either come and have a market stall there or come and run workshops or possibly doing both.
Right. OK. So you've got the Know-How Festival. And then also there's another event as well that you're running, isn't there? This time at the beginning of the week. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes. We wanted to have something that the organising group was doing both at the beginning of the event and at the end of the event. So at the beginning, we're having a launch event with Rothamsted at Rothamsted, which is very much getting people to do short talks, sort of active singing and poetry and that sort of thing, all to do with one planet, our planet, how we can make things better on our planet. And it's a kind of, if anyone's heard of TEDx, it's using that sort of a style and creating a sort of afternoon, early evening series of talks and interesting things to get them to come and listen to, participate in, and just have fun.
Brilliant. Okay, that sounds very interesting. So are you looking for anything in particular from us as far as that goes?
Well, we'll be launching that fairly soon, asking for speakers to let us know ideas that they'd like to talk about. And we're really interested in the ideas rather than whether or not you've got experience in speaking. We can help you with that. We may not be able to help you so much come up with an idea.
Right. OK, so anybody with any interesting ideas that they think are worth sharing, that's the kind of
that's
people
you're looking for. That's the thing, ideas worth sharing.
Right. OK. Now, as well as this, you're also running a competition for children. Do you just want to tell us briefly about what's happening with that?
So we're running a competition this year for children on photography. So living in St Albans area, what represents living in St Albans, a photography competition for different age groups, just to get people to think about what's good about living in St Albans.
Yes. Are we looking about any sort of sustainable aspect of living in St Albans, or is this just living generally?
It's really thinking about sustainable living in St Albans.
Okay. So just looking around and looking for examples for you. I don't know, it might be, Grandad digging his allotment, or it might be bees on the lavender. Just photos like this?
Anything like that. Something that represents sort of being here in St Albans District and living in a more environmentally sound way. So it could be someone mending their bike when you see them with a puncture. That would be a great picture.
Yeah, well, I'm not so sure about that as somebody who's just suffered from two punctures in the past week. Those very oily fingers and things, but I get your drift. Yes, indeed. Well, that'd be nice. And also, perhaps people can start, or kids can start looking at that and thinking about that and what they might enter for that. And that's going to be run through schools, is it?
That's going to be run through schools, yes.
Right, okay. So people, they've listened to this, they think, yeah, this is great. So where do they find out more?
They find out more by going on our website, which is www.sustainablestalbans.org.
Okay, and there they will find the application form to run an event, and also to run an event for the Know-How Festival as well.
Yeah, it's all in one form, so it's just a registration form for that, and you fill in the right bits that you want. You don't have to fill in everything. And you'll also find lots more information about what Sustainable St Albans Week is, what it has been, yeah, and about getting involved.
Right, OK. And you've got until January to register your application.
Yes, it's till Monday the 15th of January.
Yeah, but definitely worth thinking about now.
Definitely.
Lovely. Sushil, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And I was talking there to Sushil Rao from Sustainable St Albans Week. Sounds great, doesn't it? Let's hope we're going to get some more great events this time. And I'll make sure that all the information about Sustainable St Albans Week and what you need to know goes on the environment pages of the Radio Verulam website. Now, on Sunday, Sandridge Parish Council have organised a tree identification walk around Jersey Farm Woodland Park. It's from 10 till 12, and they've got tree expert Andy Holtham to come and tell you all about the fantastic trees they have there. There's only 20 places available. You'll have to call St Albans 831 871 or email facilities@sandridge-pc.gov.uk to book your place. But that promises to be an excellent walk about what is one of St Albans' most beautiful places. Now, you can find all the information from today's show on the environment page of the Radio Verulam website, where you can also listen to the podcast. Next week, we'll hear about the local bats that aren't just airborne additions to a spooky Halloween. They're intriguing animals that undertake some truly astonishing journeys. Until then, thank you for listening.